Woman who led campaign to put end to vice in Chicago confers with Chief Beavers. The Atlanta Constitution, Thursday, the 13th of November, 1913, page 1, column 4. Photos by Francis E. Price. Chief Beavers, who stamped out Atlanta's segregated district, and Virginia Brooks, who started Big Fight on Vice in Chicago. This picture was taken Wednesday afternoon by the Constitution's photographer in Chief Beavers' office. When yesterday afternoon at 5 o'clock, a loud report, as if from a miniature cannon, resounded from the private office of Chief Beavers in police headquarters, and activity there for a moment ceased. It was only a local photographer who caught the chief just as she grasped in warm welcome the little hand of Virginia Brooks, that celebrated young Western woman who cleaned up the town of West Hammond. 111, started the same crusade in Chicago, led the women who won the fight for suffrage in that state, and is today one of the most feared and one of the most loved women in the West. Feared for her courage in condemning evil where she sees it, loved for the good she has done. In the East, she is called the Inez Milholland of the West, and in the South, I predict she will ebb, called the beautiful messenger who came to tell us the relation of woman's cause to civic and social betterment, warning against vice. She arrived Wednesday from Augusta, where she stirred the women of the Civic League to undertake a vital work for the eradication of vice. She goes to Rome today and to Macon tomorrow, and incidentally, she is accompanied by her husband, Charles Washburn, city editor of the Chicago Tribune, who is just as warm a supporter of woman's cause as is the charming woman who bears his name. She gave up the name of Virginia Brooks shortly after the press of the two continents rang with praise of her work in West Hammond, Illyria, when, through her leadership of a group of social workers, she cleaned up the town, not merely from the standpoint of sanitation and health, but morally. With the abolition of the segregated district went the loafers, vagrants, and undesirable characters who are a menace to any community where the town is open, claimed the young philanthropist in her interview with Chief Beavers when she congratulated him on reports of the work he had done in Atlanta. When the bad places disappeared, industry in the town took on new life. Men acquired better positions, better wage, the homes became more prosperous looking, and the schools better. The method pursued in the campaign there inspired a similar work in many towns of the West. Men and women worked together. How did we do it? Men and women worked together for the betterment, just as they are doing in Chicago in the crusade being successfully waged there against vice. We did it by publicity. Took. When men in office failed to enforce the laws, failed to support the police in their efforts, we published them. We had posters, distributed literature, telling the truth, and then worked for the men who were willing to undertake the offices and push the reform. Mrs. Washburn was most interesting in her comments on women's suffrage, Chief Beavers acknowledging his belief in the cause. She told of the last 6 months of the campaign waged by the women in Illinois and the men in sympathy with them, she having stumped the state in the doubtful districts. Page 11, column 3. Not guilty is plea. Conley will make the case of Jim Conley, Negro factory sweeper whose testimony was the main factor in the conviction of Leo Frank on a charge of having murdered Mary Fagan, will probably be placed on trial today. His case was not reached in the Superior Court before Judge Ben Hill Wednesday. According to Conley's attorney, William B. Smith, the Negro will not make a plea to either counts in the indictment against him, charging him with being an accessory after the fact in the slaying of the factory girl. There is no law against this man, said Smith on Wednesday, and he will go free if it is within my power to free him.